following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey all, Dwight here with another Refuge Daily. I was reading in the book of Ezekiel, and he's given all these dimensions for the temple. I mean, very, very detailed, pretty tedious, and actually it's pretty boring. Everything from the entryways to the courtyards, all the way up into the Holy of Holies. And you know, I'm a retired carpenter. I like reading blueprints, but reading specs is the worst. It's super boring. But Ezekiel's given all these specs for this temple. And you know, I was wondering why he's so specific, why he's so detailed. And because, you know, in the book of Acts, it says that God doesn't dwell in a house made up by man's hands, right? He says that heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool. So why all these details? Why? Well, you know, the Bible says that now we, you and I, believers, are the temple of God, and that his spirit dwells in us. And if he is that interested and that detailed in a temple made of stone and wood and mortar, how interested is he in your temple, in my temple, right? He gave great specificity to the entranceways into the temple, entranceways into the Holy of Holies. And you know, we have entranceways into our temple as well. We have the eye gate and the ear gate, the nose gate, the mouth gate, and even our thoughts. But you know what we don't have? Well, we don't have Watergate. Thank goodness for that. It's worse than Watergate. But, you know, we are now the temple of God. And so if he doesn't want a temple made with hands, what kind of temple does he want? Well, he wants your heart. He wants you to be holy. He says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." So today, you're building your temple. Make sure you protect what you allow into your ears, what you allow in through your eyes. Protect your what you allow yourself to think about. Protect what you ingest. Because there's a lot of poison out there. And we don't want that coming into our lives, into God's temple. Protect yourself, watch over yourself. You know, in Corinthians, Paul lays out this whole long list of sins, and he says, "Do not be deceived. Whatever a man sows, that he'll also reap." You know, and whenever you read in the Bible, when the Bible says, "Do not be deceived," the one thing you can be sure of is somebody's being deceived. And God says, don't let it be you. So protect what you allow in, right? He goes on to say in Corinthians that not such are some of you, but he says such were some of you. So you may be thinking, well, it's too late for me. This temple, I've already opened up every gate wide open. There's too much junk I've allowed in my life and there's no shutting that gate. Well, Paul writes that such were some of you, that you were washed, that you were cleansed. You know, that temple that was defiled by, I mean, there was Tychicus Epiphanes. He came in, slaughtered a pig on the altar, and they had to come in later, and they had to offer many sacrifices and offer up many prayers to cleanse that temple again. Well, we have Jesus Christ. His shed blood cleanses this temple, our temple, and that God can dwell within you, leading you and guiding you. Be his temple today, all right? Wash the temple with the blood of Christ. Remember that when you're taking communion, right? Giving your heart and your mind and your soul to the Lord. Such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were cleansed in the name of God. And receive that today. Receive that today, God's forgiveness for you, all right? This is Dwight with another Refuge Daily. Be well, be blessed, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that